ॐ सहना भवतु सहना भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
Let's go to the Shantipata, Shanshame. Okay, now, this is where we left off. So, repeat after me. Samvitshame.
Samvitshame.
Nyatranshame.
Nyatranshame.
Sushchame.
Sushchame.
Prasushchame.
Prasushchame.
Siranchame.
Siranchame.
Layaschama.
Layaschama.
No, in the, it will be made. It's a sandhi bone. I'm doing it with the sandhi. Yeah. Okay. Layaschama.
Layaschama.
Ratanchame.
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 Yakshmanchame.
Yakshmanchame.
Nama yachame.
Nama yachame.
Jivatushchame.
Jivatushchame.
Dirghayutvanchame. Dirghayutvanchame. Nimitranchame.
Nimitranchame.
Ayanchame.
Ayanchame.
Bhayanchame.
Bhayanchame.
Suganchame.
Suganchame.
Shayananchame.
Shayananchame.
Sushachame.
Sushachame.
Sirinanchame.
Sirinanchame.
So, Sunday in translation. Sambit. Sambit. Sambit is wisdom. It can also be spiritual wisdom, knowledge. So just take it as spiritual wisdom, samvitcha, Vedic wisdom. Okay. Samvitchame, may that be for me. Nyatram chame. Nyatra means may I be a teacher, the ability to teach. Nyatra is a knower, but it's understood as one who knows and teaches. So may the wisdom be there and the ability to give that wisdom be there. Nyatram to know. Nyatra means just really a knower, but the understanding is one who is able to impart it. So, samvit chame, nyatram chame, breaking the sandhi. Suhu, in the way this is taken, means may there be obedience toward me based on love. So it would be the obedience of my children, of my family, toward me as the one to be honored and respected. So, but an honor and respect and obedience based on love, where the prasuhu is obedience based upon authority.
So loving obedience.
The first one is loving obedience like that you would get from your children. The second one is obedience that you get from the respect of your employees, for instance, people who are under you in a more professional way. Like in the agricultural society, all of the people who are working and farming for you, they respect you and so are obedient to you. They obey you.
Which one are you supposed to do?
You need to do both, yeah. But this is, may my family be obedient to me through their love and devotion of me. May my employees be obedient to me from their respect. Okay. May they follow follow my commands. You know, that's kind of a Hindu way of saying it. May they follow my commands based up respect for my authority. That's the prasus chame. Siram is actually a plow. And so for in an agricultural society, the plow is going to stand for all of the utensils and all of the equipment that I need for doing my farming for the agriculture. May all of that be there for me. May I have all of the equipment, all of the things
Maybe
that I need for that.
Computer not
going to
fire.
So what?
Say my computer not going to fire.
You do have to translate all of this into our day and age, but I mean, it really, that translation has to help take place, or actually Rudram won't really bless you, because you don't think about it in exactly the same way, but it's so easy to make the transition over into our era. And Laya Hacha, Laya really means dissolution, but or coming to an end. But what they're talking about, any like storms or droughts or anything that hurts the agricultural, my agricultural business, may all of that go into Laya. May it all stop. May there be an absence of floods and storms and droughts and all of the things that would spoil the agriculture.
Laya
has a lot of meanings. In Pralaya we mean the dissolution of the whole universe. But it also means bringing something to an end, the absence of something, the dissolution of something. So say if there's a drought, may that resolve, may it come to an end. Say there's a storm that's flooding everything, may that resolve, may that come to an end. So see them as all of the positive things. May I have everything that I need, and may the things that I that would spoil the agriculture, may those things resolve and come to an end. So that's the Laya. But Ratan has to do with all of the Vedic rituals and Dharma and the Vedic rituals. It's all of the karmas, the enjoined karmas and rituals. So may all of those, the idea is, may all of that Dharma and the things which the rituals and karmas, the things that I'm supposed to do, may all of those take place. So may that Ritam, the Dharma including the Vedic karmas, may all of those take place. And Amritam, and from that, so you've got may Amritam Chame, and may there be immortality from that. By the Amritam, they don't mean here the Amritam of Jnanam, of Moksha, but it's the relative immortality of Brahmaloka. The long term relative immortality. So may I gain that the Brahmaloka, take it as a Brahmaloka, long term relative immortality.
Big prasad here, or what are they asking for?
Can I go to Brahmaloka? May I do all of the rituals, all of the Dharma, everything that's required of me, may all of that take place, and from that may I get Amritam, relative immortality. Now, Ayakshmam, so you see that Ayakshmam Same and Anamya. Yakshma is really lung disease. Pulmonary diseases and lung diseases of the lung. Ayakshma means may those pulmonary diseases, lung diseases, not take place. May they not be there for me, the unnegates. And anamayat, from amaya, the unnegates the amayat. Amaya means sickness and disease in general. Ayakshma is much more serious. It's like tuberculosis and those type of lung diseases. Where amaya is a just general disease and sickness. Well, the unnegates. Amaya means the disease. Anamaya. Means disease in general. Then, jivatuhu. Jivatuhu is medicine for the medicinal herbs. Medicinal herbs for, I feel like for restoring life and for bringing about longevity. So first they say jivatuhu, so it's medicinal herbs. And dirghayutvam. Dirgha means long. Ayu means life. Dirghayutvam, longevity. May I have a long life. They have all the medicinal herbs that I need for restoring my life if should I become ill. And may I have a full, long life. Dirghayutvamcha. Then, having all of that is taken care of now, And now we need Anamitram. Mitram means friend. Amitram means enemy. Unamitram means free of enemies. Right? So Mitram is friend, right? Amitram, not friend, enemy. Unamitram, no enemies. May I be enemy free? So Anamitram cha, me. And then Abhayam. And fearless. So you can say, may I be free of all enemies, and therefore Abhayam. Free of any fear, because as I've gone through all of these, I'm eliminating all the things that would bring about fear in relative fear. Right? All of this is relative. All of this is within samsara. Abhayam chame. Then sukam. Gam means going. May things be going well. By sugam. So, but the idea is, may I be doing. May I be behaving properly. May my behavior be dharmic. May I be doing well. May my behavior be appropriate. May it be dharmic, sugam. And then, this is so nice. So if I don't have any enemies and I'm behaving dharmically, and so therefore may I sleep well.
Yes.
For, may there be good sleep for me, Shayanam. May there be sleep, really, for me.
Which is sleep?
Shayanam.
Does it also mean bed?
Lying down. Yeah. It's actually a... it could be bed, but it means really lying down in the sense of sleeping. And that might be a secondary meaning.
But also a dead body.
This isn't a dead body.
No.
This is sleeping. And then, Su Usha, may there be a good dawn. Usha is the dawn. So may I sleep well, may the dawn be good. And what they mean by that, though, is there are a lot of rituals, the Agnihotra ritual, and various karmas and duties that are to be performed in the morning when, as I get up. May all of those be done. So may the dawn be proper. May I do everything that's to be done in the morning, all of the morning rituals. And then dinam. Dinam means day. And may the day also, may it be sunny, may the dawn be clear and the day be sunny. It's may how I am in the dawn. May it be dharmic. May I do what's to be done properly. And during the day also, may I do what's to be done properly. As prasad for Bhagavan. Su means good or proper, and dinam means day. So may the day be good, means may my behavior in the day be dharmic. Su usha. May the usha is dawn. May the dawn be, you know, su. Means may my behavior be dharmic, is the idea.
All of this has to happen before we can do the reading?
It's a prayer. It's like if you're making a sankalpa. This is a general sankalpa. You know, so say if you were to make your own sankalpa, you would think, well, may this be granted to me. It's just all of the things that you want. May this be granted to me, may this be granted to me, may this be granted to me. And so this is just going through, asking, you know, may this be for me, may this be for me, and then you do the prayer. Even in, you know, whenever we do a puja, when the pujari does a puja, he makes a sankalpa. You have to tell the pujari, what is the puja for? What's the ritual for? And then he makes a sankalpa. This is just a long sankalpa, you know, that's covering all of the things in general that a person might want.
Isn't sankalpa used more as a resolution? I will do this. This is a sankalpa.
That's another meaning of sankalpa. That's a sankalpa buddhi. I will do this. It's a resolution. But you say when you make a sankalpa, like before the doing of a ritual, it's a resolve. May I have this? like a wish. There's also the determination, but there's also like the wish, a prayer. So you call that a sankalpa that you make before doing the ritual. Okay? Yeah.